Get ready to kick up some dirt and mud because it's time for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl. SDORC is here to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. So whether it's bikes, buggies, trucks, or trikes, San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio brings you the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles and protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. Because, together, everyone achieves more. Now, here is your host, Dave Stahl.
The things you do to watch NASCAR. Brendan's home. Can you believe this, folks? I called him because I wanted to get my NASCAR on here at the studio. He's changing a diaper. Who's got time for change a diaper? This is SDORC Dirt Radio FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
I can't believe it. This segment is brought to you by Scooney Side by Side and El Cajon off Greenfield. SXS and UTV service. That's right. They can do it all. Upgrades, lights, winches, maintenance, insurance repair. You need to get your brakes done, shocks, oil change, up, whatever you need. Scoonies can take care of you. Just give them a call or come on down and see them. All right. Hey, we got Ed in the house. Audrey's taking the day off. She's batting down the hatches. Okay, Ed, is it you or is it me? But do you see a major problem yet?
So,
I mean, you're getting calls from the East Coast. I'm getting calls. Everybody's worried that
I got calls from the East Coast and the Midwest. You better batten down the hat. Yeah. You're going to
go buy water.
Fill the
go
tub
buy
up with
this.
Water.
What are you and guys killing me?
So far, I live in Claremont, and yeah. I got about a half inch of rain steady from midnight till now.
Yeah, I didn't even get that. I went on KUSI. Well, we got to cancel the segment. Oh, my God. It's drizzling. Anyway.
Yeah, people freak out. Well, it could get worse. We'll have to see.
But, you know, why do we need to be ready today? Shouldn't we always be ready? Aren't you ready for pretty much anything that comes down the pike? You have water. You have extra food.
I do.
Your vehicles are full of fuel.
I filled them up yesterday. I topped them off.
I mean, I went to Albertsons to buy some food for dinner, and I thought, what is it, Acropolis now? Everybody in their war. It's
all the way back.
Ridiculous. People are just... You know.
I bought a little extra food. I have some of that like freeze-dried food that lasts a long time. I got a bunch of that.
I am not eating any of that crap.
But I'd rather not.
No.
If I could have some rice and cookies.
Yeah. I got Rottweilers. I'll eat them. So what's going on?
That sounds good.
It does. If you barbecue them right. So what's going on?
So it's a little bit slow world, but so Amy Reichard... is running for county supervisor. And normally we don't care that much about county supervisors.
Yeah.
Like I've been more interested in state and federal. But we're working on an off-road park in the county. Joel Anderson has been very gracious helping us with this project. And I think it would just streamline the project if we had one more county supervisor who's sympathetic to off-road vehicle issues.
You know, and I have not talked to her about her opinion of off-road vehicles. Have you spoken to her?
Yes, I have. We texted the other day. Yeah, she would be a big help to us.
Yeah.
Yeah,
she
told us.
She was in KUSI yesterday. She seemed a little tired.
She has been running ragged.
24 hours a day, 2 years she's been fighting.
She has. She had a little break until suddenly... Nathan Fletcher imploded, and then she was back on the spotlight.
It's got to be. You know, you and I don't ever conceive the fact that we would run for office of anything, but it's got to be a grind.
So it reminds me of college when you just have that pressure all the time. Any free time you have, you need to study. You know, finals are coming up, and you're like around the clock, you have pressure. So it's kind of like that. Like and if you have free time, well, okay, where can I run into some people and tell my message?
Right.
So you're
and then you
got to
come up with the money.
The money is tough.
The money, I think, is primary.
You have to go out and shake the bushes
and find people that'll believe in what you're believing in. So let's talk about that for a fact. Because I don't think I've ever heard her say anything about the off-road community with any of her interviews. So you've spoken to her.
I've spoken to her personally, and she came to an SDRC meeting.
What did you ask her, and what did she say in response?
So we asked her, what do you think of off-road vehicle use, and would you be able to help us? And she says, I like it, and I will help you as far as I can within the office.
Okay, well,
that's
a positive.
On our side. So, yeah, she would vote for anything that's reasonable. And mm-hmm. I could imagine somebody who's maybe a strong Democrat would listen more carefully to somebody from the Sierra Club than from somebody like us.
Okay. All right. Well, because we say it in the gun show, we say it everywhere. You got to start local.
Absolutely.
Because if you don't start local, it's going to fall flat on your face.
And it's tough to run for office. You've seen these people, they go everywhere, yeah. And they're doing everything.
And how many people do they have to please? It's not like one person. They got to please the left, the right, and the center.
That's right.
How hard can that be?
That's brutal.
Because you can't do it. Yeah, you know, if you're true to yourself, I'm going to use this as a hypothetical. If you believe in the green environment, then that's what you believe in.
Sure.
So if you believe in fossil fuel, then that's what you believe in. But you can't go back and forth.
It's harder.
There is a compromise, in my feeling. I think bring back fossil fuel. Get us back producing. Get us independent where we don't have to rely on other countries. And then work on infrastructure, electrical grids. I don't care if they're wind, so I don't care. But go work. I mean, we can do more than one thing at a time, I would think.
Absolutely.
And if we were to do that, and eventually as the grid and the electrical and the wind and all that get better, and nuclear, once that gets better, then it'll wean away the fossil fuel. Why you think you can just rip the Band-Aid off immediately and you're healed is beyond me.
You know, you're right, Dave, because they want to stop the fossil fuel, but the other's not even online. It's not online. So there's got to be the sort of the balance. As one comes up, the other goes down.
Right.
And it's kind of
crazy.
And
wouldn't
right
you
now.
Think these people, with all their so-called intelligence, they don't have to hear it from an old hack in San Diego talking on radio that comes up with perfectly good sense? I mean, really, when you come right down to it. All right, you must have pushed a button. What did you do? Did you push a button?
He's giving us the two-minute warning.
Oh, I thought it was peace, brother. Far out.
Yeah. So right. So they had an election, and Amy got second. There was two Democrats and two Republicans. One Republican did no work at all. One of the Democrats was Monica Montgomery Stepp.
That's her big competition.
And she is currently a San Diego City Councilwoman.
Right.
And she's the president of the City Council. Right. So within the City Council, with the five members, they vote for a leader. And right. So she's the president of that. And as far as I'm concerned, she didn't do any electioneering. She didn't do anything. Where this other woman, Janessa, she worked hard. I don't know how many mailers. I got like a dozen or 15
Did
mailers.
Really?
I got numerous text messages and some phone calls for her.
Wow.
So now, you remember when I was talking months back about possibly running or trying to become a Fish and Wildlife Commissioner for state?
Yeah.
Like I'm a county one. And so I changed my political sign up from Republican to just... like no preference or nothing.
Did that help?
Right. So I think that's how Janessa found me. That like, here's a voter who's like maybe in between.
She's not left, he's not right, but maybe I can snag him in the middle.
So she was just attacked. I got so much stuff from her.
Did you really?
And she got third. She had fewer.
When was this vote?
This last Tuesday.
I voted. That's why Reekert didn't look too happy at KUSI maybe this weekend because she got second. But that doesn't mean it's over, right?
No. So the top two Monica and Amy are going to November runoff.
Hold that thought. I think this is important we talk about it because it does affect our industry right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Hi, I'm Garth Blumenthal, Mercedes-Benz of Temecula. It's the dog days of summer, and we have the best selection of new Mercedes-Benz we've had in years. This puts you firmly in the driver's seat. Plus, during the Mercedes-Benz summer event, get special lease offers like a new 2023 GLA 250 for just $519 a month, 36 months, 10,000 miles, $4,363 due at signing. Visit mbtemecula.com or swing by the dealership.
Mercedes-Benz of Temecula, building relationships one guest at a time.
Call 844-483-2126.
Time is running out to join us in Israel this fall. Visit StandWithIsraelTour.com and sign up today. Dennis Prager and I are headed back to Israel in October with our trusted partner, Inspiration Cruises and Tours. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to stand with Israel. We'll visit amazing places in the Holy Land designed to encourage and captivate you at every turn. Visit StandWithIsraelTour.com and sign up today. In Israel, we'll explore some of the most fascinating sites from religious and political history. We'll walk the streets of Jerusalem, tracing back the steps of Jesus and his disciples, float in the Dead Sea with all its healing and rejuvenating effects, and visit the Western Wall, a spiritual experience you will always remember fondly. Our expert guides will help explain the significance of each and every site, and our food and accommodations are specifically designed with you in mind. No other trip will be like the Stand With Israel tour. Sign up today to travel with Dennis and me this October. Call 855-565-5519, 855-565-5519, or visit StandWithIsraelTour.com.
I have a question for you. Would you be interested in free legal advice? People say they wish they had a lawyer in the family for that exact reason. We get it. Hiring an attorney can feel overwhelming. Local attorneys Mark Miller and Larissa Lazarus are here to help our listeners with their legal questions every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Specializing in bankruptcy and Social Security disability, they will take your calls and answer the legal questions you want answers to. Listen to Mark and Larissa Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. and you'll be better informed.
All right, folks, hey, welcome back to STRC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, hope you're batting down the hatches. Make sure your house is prepared. We never know what's coming. I personally think it's a storm. Ed and I are in here hanging out for an hour to talk to you about off-road. We've kind of gone political, but first we want to thank Gravel King, off-road racing lifestyle and content creator. They're bringing a complete new content every day. It's really a cool group to follow. Go to gravelking.com, gravelking.com. We're missing Audrey today. She's just...
She said she has a migraine.
Yeah, and I've never had one, so I can't say. You haven't had one. You can't say, but I understand they're pretty debilitating.
That's a tough...
So I just told her to go to bed. Grab that pillow and kick it.
She's watching her brother's place way out in the far side of Alpine.
Yeah, and she's trying to restore it in 3 days, but we know how that goes. So we're talking about Amy Rickards. She came in second, and you say the runoff.
We'll be November, the first Tuesday in November, whatever day that is. So well, they're going to have their election then.
I think it's tough in California to beat the Democrats because they've got this state.
Dave, you remember when California was a very strong Republican?
Yes.
You remember Pete Wilson?
Yes.
Like, he could do no wrong.
I know. I don't know what happened.
And I don't know. Schwarzenegger was the last Republican to really have a sway. And he was a little bit of rhino, but he was okay. Yeah.
But all of a sudden, from that point on, man, it's just like...
I don't understand how people have given up their... They want to give up their freedom in exchange for security, and then you end up with neither.
Well, I was going to say, what security? And then you got Gavin Newsom, who wants to run for president with a trail of California destruction, San Francisco destruction.
I have a friend who works in San Francisco. And he was mayor of San Francisco,
right,
wasn't he?
He destroyed it.
So this friend of mine, she's a prominent staff of a large law firm, and she goes to different cities,
right,
and they have a big office in San Francisco, and she goes there a couple times a month for 3 or 4 days, and she says it is scary walking through there. She gets her hotel really close to
wherever
her
she has
office,
to go, yeah,
and sometimes she gets escorted. It's just tough. So this election, this Monica step, she's pretty formidable. And I you know, anything can happen.
Have you talked to her about off-road?
I haven't.
You need to make an appointment.
I should ask her what she thinks, because we're maybe we'll be working with
her
more in the future.
Well, at least ask her before the election, because just say, I don't want to hurt your feelings, but our community is massive. It's massive. I mean, the off-road community, there's a lot of folks out there.
So I don't know if I told you, but state parks, I talked to them when we were starting this off-road park project,
right,
that there's 126,000 off-road vehicle registrations in San Diego County.
Jeez, that's a few.
So that's registrations. That doesn't mean that's that many people. There's
right.
actually a lot more people.
I would think.
Like, some people have multiple vehicles, but plenty of people have vehicles that aren't registered. Other people have vehicles that are street legal that don't fall into that. All the Jeeps and trucks and all that
right.
stuff and dual sport motorcycles, they all consider themselves off-road vehicle users.
Right.
And they're not in that statistic. Mm. So that's a big, big chunk of people in San Diego County.
Yeah. So those are voters.
So how do you win an election? So when Joel Anderson was running way back when, and I started being president of SDROC, Joel asked us for help. They do things like precinct walks, phone banks, yard signs. And so I helped with that. I went down to his place, and they gave me stuff, and they gave me another volunteer, and they said, here's the map, and here's the addresses. I want you to knock on these doors and ask them to vote for Joel Anderson. And I did that a whole bunch of days.
Mm-hmm.
Went out there, and it's marginally
successful.
A lot of people aren't home. A lot of people are like,
wouldn't answer the door.
They open the door, and I tell them my spiel, and they shrug their shoulders. Like, one time, one person said, oh, we love Joel Anderson. And she said, wait here. And she ran back, and she pulled out one of those certificates of appreciation.
Oh yeah,
that they had got. Yeah, so he does that if you do something noteworthy within
right.
the community,
which I think is cool.
And so she was voting for him no matter whether I was there or not. So
right.
I don't know if I tipped the scale, if it was
right.
worth that much work. But I've done precinct walks, and but you leave the paper on the
right.
door. And then I've done phone banks where you go in there and they say, okay, call these people. And before, they would give you a list of phone numbers, and you would sit there and dial. And
right.
And that's marginally successful.
Marginally.
So I last week I did a phone bank for Amy. I went down to the headquarters.
Oh.
And there's a whole bunch of people. It was encouraging that there was a dozen people helping. And instead of giving you the paper, they download the app on your phone. And then when you're ready, you hit the button and it dials somebody automatically.
And then so you don't even have to dial it.
I don't know who I'm talking to. Like, it just goes, and I'm, hi, this is Ed, and I'm helping Amy Reichert run for county supervisor. Can we count on your vote? And hardly anybody answers, first of all. Most of the people that answer are annoyed that I've called and I'm not their friend or giving them something. And a couple people talk, but it's difficult.
So let's think about that for a second. If you were running for office and you were getting that kind of blowback, whether it be knocking on a door or making a phone call, would you not stop and come up with a different way to communicate with the
for
consumer?
Our valuable resources of volunteers, people like me, like, okay, I'll help you. What can I do? It doesn't seem like we get a lot of bang for the buck.
And how bad do you feel after the whole day of either calling or knocking on doors, and you've got a 10% acceptance and a 90? Yeah, well, I was trying to be nice.
Thank
and
you.
A 90%. Get out of my front door. Get away from me. Hang up the phone. So, and I can't be the first one to ever think of this. So I would say, okay, then there's got to be another way to communicate with our voters. Direct mail. It's not cheap, but direct mail. When you get a direct mail piece, you may read it, you may not. But if it's one you've never had before, you'll glance over it. You know what I mean?
And maybe it's just because I'm more involved in politics, but I look at those.
And right. I, and so I, do I. And I'm
I
not look, even involved
And I want to see, what they're saying. And sometimes they're not from the candidate. Like I got some
for this one person, and it was
from this other group,
or it's a pack or something like that. But one thing I like about getting something, it's in print. You can't deny it.
Yes.
But if I turn around and say, Ed, you vote for me, I will give you 10 new motorcycles. Your choice. Any model you want. But if I'm just telling you that, you know what I'm saying? And you vote, and you call me back and say, okay, I want a Husqvarna, I want a Bull Taco. Who are you? We don't even know who you are. So I kind of like the in-print mentality. But I don't think knocking on doors, especially today, and phone calls are the answer.
I kind of agree. And I'm not sure if that's like, if you should just ignore that or maybe set it aside. But I think there's two things that really will help. Is one is getting endorsements, because intelligent people will look at the endorsements and say, well, if these people feel this way, then I'll. And the other is just getting out in the community and talking to groups.
Exactly. Having social events.
So
having
come
people
to the SDRC meeting. And standing up and just saying, this is what I would do for you.
But endorsements bother me as well, where if all the unions are endorsing you, do you know there's a kickback somewhere? I mean, you know, say what you want.
And politics is just like that's just sort of the nature of the beast.
I know. But if you hear somebody.
You help me and I'll help you. And that's the way the world is.
If Ed Stoven from SDORC Dirt Radio endorses you, well, then everybody's going to say, well, there's no benefit to Ed. He's just a co-host on a radio show. Yeah. But Ed has done so much in the community, then that carries a lot of weight. I think you're onto something. I think the endorsement factor is the key. And the ones that don't endorse you is a problem, because you're not doing the right thing, or you're not doing what they think you should do for them.
That's true.
I know.
That's why you and I are not in politics. And you know, what's funny is I looked at what's her name, Monica Steps endorsements. I didn't see the Sierra Club. I didn't see green stuff,
which is good.
Yeah,
maybe she's not even thinking about the off-road community. Probably not.
I mean,
as big as it is,
she's more like from inner city and
Think of it, all the businesses that support the off-road community folded. What do you think that would do to the state's income?
It would go down by a noticeable level.
You think?
I do think.
Why a politician wouldn't, you know, especially the off-road community. I mean, it's a huge, huge benefit. I mean,
and we're a group that spends money. We spend money. We buy vehicles. We upgrade vehicles. We buy fuel. We buy food. Yeah. Lawn chairs,
clothing, vehicles. We buy big trucks to haul whatever it is we want to. We buy
a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
and we work on our stuff, and we take it out, and we break it, and we go home and work on it again.
It's huge. But why a politician wouldn't look? You know, because they say, okay, well, I'm going to go after the black community, or I'm going to go after the Hispanic community, I'm going to go after the religious community. Well, you might want to throw the off-road community in there, because it's massive. And when I say off-road community, I'm talking about hikers, bicycles, you know, side-by-sides.
Like the outdoor community.
The outdoor community. But I don't think I can remember a politician that has gone that direction, unless you have. Joel Anderson.
Well, Joel has helped us, and Brian has helped
us. And Brian, well, because Brian rides. I don't think Joel does.
I don't think so. I've gone mountain biking with Brian. Joel's actually very strong.
He's super strong. But I think Joel just understands the importance of keeping the off-road community.
So Joel said he rode dirt bikes when he was a kid.
Right.
And it had a strong impact on him.
Sure.
Now, he doesn't do it anymore. I don't blame him. Like, not everybody does it when they're, you know. But he has he recognizes that it was an important part of his growing up, and he wants to keep that for other people.
So what's the point of this conversation? Vote for people to support what you do. We're going to take a quick break. This is SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Life is full of surprises, highs and lows, twists and turns. But one thing's for certain, we could all use a good laugh. So tune in to the Joey and Shiloh Show every Saturday night at 9, right here on The Answer San Diego. You'll hear their stories of tragedy and triumph, explore the importance of mental health in today's society, and learn why righteousness is paramount in your quest for true happiness. The Joey and Shiloh Show, every Saturday night at 9, right here on The Answer San Diego.
Hear the latest reporting and analysis on the big stories of the day on the Daybreak Insider podcast. It's top-notch reporting from SRN News, along with the sharpest insight from Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, Dennis Prager, Sebastian Gorka, and the voices of townhall.com. The Daybreak Insider podcast. It's your first look at today's top stories. Available at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, and at salempodcastnetwork.com. Take your investment knowledge to new heights this year on the 2023 Eagle Financial Publications Cruise. Join us along with The Money Show on a luxury voyage to the Caribbean and learn from top financial experts like George Gilder and Mark Skousen through workshops and seminars. Relax and refresh, all while discussing investment strategies with like-minded individuals. Secure your spot today at eaglefinancialcruise.com. That's eaglefinancialcruise.com. Eagle Financial is a division of Salem Media Group.
Join Dave Stahl every Sunday at 2 p.m. for You Oughta Know. Well, the title says it all. If it's automotive related, he covers it. Everything from the interviews from the manufacturer to road tests of the cars he gets every week, industry standards, legal aspects.
The list goes on and on.
If you want to know the latest in automotive news and have some fun while doing it, there's only one show for that. You Oughta Know with Dave Stahl. Sundays at 2 p.m. on FM 96.1 and AM 1170, The Answer.
The Answer. KCBQ San Diego, 8241CT Oceanside, FM 96.1 North County, and AM 1170 San Diego. Streaming at Odyssey.com.
We're listening to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment is brought to you by The Dirt Company. Dirt Company is an original off-road lifestyle company, all the way from the deserts of Southern California. You can tag them at hyphen or hashtag DirtCo, an off-road mecca for legendary racing teams. They were founded by Matt Martelli and Mad Media. The Mint 400, California 300. Just go to DirtCo.com and hook up. See if there's anything there that you can handle. And SNS Off-Road Magazine, SSORMAG.com. Steve and Cherry have been doing this since 1982. Used to be the magazine at the 7-Eleven. Well, now they've gone online. And the good news about that, more content, more pages. You get Ed's articles. You get a chance to see and buy off-road equipment, see what they're doing within the community. And trust me, you cannot go wrong if you go to SSORMAG.com. All right, so Ed and I have been sort of freewheeling, and I think it's good because the general public really doesn't understand a lot of times, you know,
how politics works, how you get there, and it's kind of a murky road, and then it suddenly is. That person's representing you.
The part that bothers me is if I promise you something for your vote, and you don't you don't do what you say you're going to do. That's a problem I see.
That's a problem. And that's been forever, in politics forever.
Forever.
And I'll tell you, like, one guy, at least a couple times, has broken that. Joel Anderson promised us stuff, and boy, did he follow through.
That's right.
Like, he's like, I'm going to follow through no matter what. I made this promise, I'm going to follow through. And he did that helping us with an off-road park, and he's helped us with some other stuff.
Now, are they instantaneous? No, they're not instantaneous, but he's a voice. He's a voice where you and I cannot be.
And he can't do everything, but he can do his part, and he's followed through. Yeah. So,
well, and it falls right back. If Audrey was here, she'd tell you, join SDORC.org.
Oh, please.
Because if you join for what, 25 a year?
Bucks. Yeah, $25 per year.
I personally would give 25 a month because that's lunch anywhere else in town. How you can pass on a lunch. I've seen you guys. You're chubby. Give $25 and you can put it on an automatic credit card deduct?
I don't know if we have that.
I bet you.
Corva has it. But
if not, you need to get that. I mean, you really need to get it. It makes it so easy because you don't have to think about it. You don't get a bill. You don't get a reminder. You write that down. You need to do a yearly auto deduct on a credit card. You could, in fact, if you were, you know, if you wanted to, you could say, look, if you do an auto deduct, we'll let you do it for $20 a month. You know what I mean? Because now you get a constant $20 every month from who, how many people.
Oh, that'd be great.
But that's what I would do. You know, if you want to just do it individually, it's 25. But if you get, if you sign for unlimited, then it's 20. Hell, I'd do that.
That would be great.
Because without the deductions, you're nonprofit. You have no money. You don't have an income. You don't have anybody writing you a check.
We need money, and we seem to only be able to get it from the users. It's harder to get it from, I mean, we get some from companies.
But you got to work. I mean, you got to work your you know what off to get it from corporations. Like we've said this in the past. I personally, and I'm about this far away from pulling the trigger, going to every single off-road shop that deals in off-roads, whether it's selling motorcycles or side-by-sides or independent repair, I want $100 a month from you. And if I could get $100 a month from every shop and every business and donate and give that to SDORC, we wouldn't have to worry. We wouldn't have to worry about anything.
I would have a state and federal lobbyist on retainer,
and
we'd be working on. We'd be just be working on stuff. That would be so great.
I think we really need to sit down and figure out how this would make this work, because it's nothing more than walking into a shop and say, "I hear you're closing."
Oh yeah, there's nowhere to ride out there.
And then the guy would say, "What did you hear?" Well, I heard you're going to be closing your shop here pretty soon. Well, why is that? Because Sacramento's going to not allow you to sell any off-road vehicles because they're going to close all the deserts. But for $100 a month, I can probably help you.
Dave, right? You're hired.
But I mean, am I right?
You're absolutely.
If you were a business, if you were Ed Stoven off-road, and I pitched you exactly that way, what would you do? You'd write a check so fast, your pen would melt.
Get me on auto deduction.
And that's what I would do too. And I would say, hey, I can hook it up. All your finance person has to do, give them a credit card. They'll automatically deduct $100. And hey, we'll even bring you on radio and let you talk about your business. No additional charge.
That would be awesome.
All right, I guess I got to do it. Because I want the radio show to survive, and I want SDORC to be on the map.
And to actually be making a difference.
Yes, instead of just blowing smoke, let's make a difference. I want Sacramento to say, geez, here comes Ed Stoven again.
Here comes those off-roaders.
Yeah, here comes them off-roaders. But the only reason they don't like us is because they don't understand us. If they understood how environmentally concerned we are, how we don't like to trash the desert, how we try to clean up after other people that don't understand pack it in, pack it out, when we try to have events to help educate young off-roaders, middle and older, I can't think of one thing that SDORC, Corva, you know, Tierra del Sol, that does anything negative to not only the country, but to the community. I don't see any negative.
You know, when we work on this stuff, we say we support responsible off-road vehicle use. And the environmentalists, the people who hate off-roading, they really have nothing to say about that. Responsible off-road vehicle use. That means going on trails that have been checked and they can take the off-roading. There's no environmental damage from us driving on that trail. There's really nothing they can say. So it's just difficult having strong adversaries. Dave, can I switch the topic a little bit? All right. So you've heard of the Off-Road Motorsports Hall of Fame. They have, it's a nonprofit organization, and people get recognized and they get awards. So they have three types of recognition. They have inductees. People get inducted into the Off-Road Motorsports Hall of Fame.
Right.
They have Impact Awards, which is like a smaller thing. One time you get it.
We talked about this a little bit last week.
Did we talk about it last week?
Yeah, I think we did. Because they've combined media, advocacy, and something else.
And industry.
And industry, which I thought was sad.
And I'm pretty bummed about it.
I would be too.
And I think part of the problem is one of the directors is Bob Hamm. And Bob Hamm is a founder of Corva, and he's been around a long time. And he's been on the Off-Road Motorsports Hall of Fame board of directors for quite a while. And he's in bad health now, and he hasn't been participating. But he's been a big advocate of supporting advocates. And when they told me that they were combining advocate with media and industry, I told them, well, without advocates, you won't have any of the other categories. As far as people who are inducted in the Hall of Fame, SDORC has had two of our people inducted, and that's Roy Denner, I don't know, 2012. Roy was the SDORC Land Use Director, and he was the founder of the Off-Road Business Association. And then there's Harold Soans, who was president in 2003, 4, and 5. He had a heart attack and passed away, and I became president in 2005. So after that, he was inducted in the Hall of Fame. And he did a lot for the children, and he did a lot of advocating. Unfortunately, both of those guys had passed away before they'd gotten in, which is really sad.
Really? Before they got in? That's not good.
Yeah, because you want to have a little time, walk around, you know, with your feathers.
You think?
Yeah, strutting your stuff.
Fluffed a little bit.
A little bit, yeah. And then Corva, so I'm a Corva director also. I've been a director a long time. So the 14-year president of Corva, Ed Waldheim, is inducted. Mm-hmm. And then Bob Hamm, one of the founders of Corva, he's inducted, both of them for advocacy. And this year they have a list. They have seven people getting inducted, and none of them are advocates.
Why don't we put this radio show in as a next opportunity?
What do you mean?
We don't do advocacy?
Well, that's all we do.
Then why don't we put ourselves in as a possible winner of the 2024 category?
Well, we can. So they have...
We'll have Todd do it.
They have Impact Awards. And I got nominated for an Impact Award back in 2017.
So who nominated you? Somebody?
Probably Bob Hamm.
Okay. So this is what I'm saying. Somebody needs to nominate this radio show, because I don't know of any other radio show that's doing what we're doing.
That's a great idea.
So you got to find somebody. Pay him a buck. I'll give it to you.
I'll buy him breakfast.
Buy him breakfast. Man after my own heart. But no, I'm dead serious. You know, because that's what's going to help the recognition of what we're doing at SDORC. Hell,
that'll get us on the map.
Plus, SDORC should be nominated as an advocacy group.
So they have land use awards, mm-hmm. and in 2017, SDORC was recognized and was given $2,500.
Okay.
Back then.
That's great.
So they got it. Friends of Oceana Dunes has gotten it since. The American Sand Association has gotten it since. And the Blue Ribbon Coalition has gotten it.
Right.
I was looking at those this morning.
Right.
They got it. So I don't think I'm going to get it again, but in the near future, but you never know. Like if we do something big, like let's say this off-road park actually becomes a reality and it opens, then they're going to look at us again.
SDORC had a lot to do with Oceana Dunes. If you want my opinion.
Well, we gave them a pile of money.
And we gave them
amazing.
A pile of airtime. We gave them a lot of airtime.
TV.
And that, it's all important.
And I wrote comments. We don't really talk about it on the radio that much. I spent hours working, and I wrote pages of comments.
I'm sure you did.
And that went in.
Yeah. And just two words or three words. Don't be stupid. Right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Liberty Tobacco is San Diego's oldest independent tobacco dealer, and here's Jim to tell you what's new.
Thank you, Dennis. Happy to be back from our annual trade show in Las Vegas, where all the major players of the world of cigars and pipes showcase their newest products, and I'm pleased to report that Liberty Tobacco is stocked full with these new items, and they're now on display in San Diego and Del Mar. Pipe smokers, let our knowledgeable staff members show you the latest in European briar and hand-carved meerschaum pipes. Plus, Liberty's added more tasty blends to its already award-winning lineup of high-grade pipe tobaccos. Cigar fans, UPS arrives daily with the newest releases from the world's top cigar manufacturers like Padron, Davidoff, Arturo Fuente, and Monte Cristo. Liberty's giant walk-in humidor is filled top to bottom with all their great new sticks, with quick, professional, in-and-out service located in Kearny Mesa and Del Mar. Open 7 days a week, libertytobacco.com.
The best pipes, I know this, I love these guys. The best pipes, the best cigars, the best tobacco, terrific people, Liberty Tobacco.
Hey, Answer San Diego listeners. I'm Audra Morgan with Eye of the Storm. I'm a local San Diego activist fighting for the rights of all San Diegans and people across the world. Please join me Saturdays from 5 to 6 p.m. where we talk about life and liberty and God and freedom and all of the good things. Hope you can join me every Saturday night.
Eye of the Storm with Audra Morgan. Saturdays at 5 p.m. on The Answer San Diego and streaming live on your computer, phone, and smart speakers.
For over a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. More than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. It's also the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. A new bill in Congress would ensure this free, reliable service remains in cars. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
All right, this is SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment is brought to you by Lifestyle Garages, located in Lakeside, right there on Winter Gardens Boulevard, 619-499-5323. Bought a new Jeep, bought a new Chevy, Ford, Dodge, Ram. You want to trick it out, you want to go off-roading, you want to lift it, you want to put bumpers on it, tires, suspension, you don't know where to go. Well, Lifestyle Garage in Lakeside can do it for you and do it with expertise that will blow you away. 619-499-5323. They also have a fleet operation, so if you happen to own a fleet company and you need your vehicle serviced timely so you can get them back out and make you money, Lifestyle does that as well. But on the side, they'll trick out any vehicle with the right equipment, not equipment that they're just trying to sell you, but the right equipment. All right, we got Ed Stovin in the house. Audrey's a little under the weather today, so she wasn't able to come in. But Ed and I have been having a pretty good show.
Yeah, we have. It's been fun, Dave.
It's always fun.
I do. I stress in the morning and the night before.
Do you really?
I do. I'm like, oh my God, what are we going to talk about?
Have you ever seen us without a topic?
Well, Dave, you're just masterful with
I'm interested in what we're talking about. I'm interested in keeping our off-road community alive and well. I don't like it when big government takes things away and they don't even know why they're taking it away.
They're just listening to the Sierra Club.
That's exact. And you know, isn't that a sad connotation? Because when the Sierra Club first was built, it was to help and preserve. And now it's not helping and restricting.
Dave, do you know the Sierra Club has a bicycle faction? They have a group and they have regular bicycle rides. They do not have mountain biking.
Well, what kind of bicycles?
Like road bicycling.
Oh, the ones that irritate the you-know-what out of you.
10 speeds, yeah, when you're driving. They're zigzagging in your way. So
they don't do mountain biking?
It's so weird. Because, like, you think they want to be outside. What's better for the environment, making a paved road or a dirt trail?
That is the why. I had never heard that before.
It's weird. They make me insane. So, November 4th is coming quick.
Jeez, what could that be?
The Lost Lizard Fun Run, our big fundraiser. And I love this for a fundraiser. You know, we've done big raffles, those V8 cars with trailers, the $100,000 car, and we sold a lot of raffle tickets. We made good money. But you know what? One person wins. Everybody else donates. We appreciate that, but only one person wins.
Right.
So with Lost Lizard Fun Run, hundreds, 700,000, 2,000 people come, and everybody has a fun time.
Right.
They give us some money, and then they have fun driving the course.
Right.
At the checkpoints, they play the game. They draw a card. We have a big raffle. We have food and stuff out there. Last year, and I think this year again, we're going to have the dunk tank. Anybody want to volunteer?
Audrey.
Audrey will make a
She's not here.
She'll make a big splash.
She's not here. Let's check her. Ooh, I didn't say that, Audrey. He said it. Ed Stoven, 1-800-EDSTOVEN.
Hey, fall in the water.
1-800-EDSTOVEN for any complaints.
We have meetings, and thank God we have a bunch of volunteers, people who want to help us. Laura Rockwood is doing a great job helping. I have 23 items on the agenda that when we sit down of things we need to square away. And I'll go over some of this stuff just to know what it takes to put on an event. Mm-hmm. So promotion. So we look at mass emails, social media, radio, because we have a radio show.
Darn.
SNS Off-Road Magazine. We put flyers in shops. We do a lot of stuff. Insurance. We have to buy insurance for this event. It costs us a couple thousand dollars. The Bureau of Land Management requires us to get a permit. So Amy Vollmer, who lives in Imperial, has been helping us, and Audrey's been helping us.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to get a permit, and there's a whole bunch of stuff we got to do.
Right.
Which is a pain in the butt.
Yes, it is.
So we're going to have food vendors. This year we got four. We have an ice cream truck is going to be out there, and they will give free ice cream to anybody in a uniform. Could be a Cub Scout uniform, Boy Scout, Girl Scout. It could be police, military, any uniform, you get free ice cream.
Man, I wonder if I can get my Boy Scout uniform. Maybe not. Well, what do you think?
We might have to work on that.
Maybe a little expansion.
We're having a taco kind of a setup. I won't call it a truck, but they're going to set up and make tacos.
Ooh.
And Amy said that the guy that does that is also he's a guard in the prison out there, and this is his side gig.
That should be fun.
This is good Mexican food. I had it last year. We have a hot dog guy.
All right, then I'm in.
And a pizza guy.
Well, no. Just go back to the hot dog guy. What kind of hot dogs?
I love beef hot dogs.
I love hot dogs.
Do you? I'm not such a hot dog fan.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, it's healthier than you think.
I read about that, and they have these standards for the meat.
Serious standards.
I was surprised how good of standards they are.
And it's such a quick package. A little bun, easy. A dog, some toppings, and it's a meal. I'm going to have to convert you.
All right, we'll work on that. Maybe we'll have one. So the route, where are we going to go? So the BLM has to approve the route.
Have you guys figured that out already?
Yeah. No. We have the route sorted out. And figuring out the route is one thing, but marking the route is
another thing.
20 miles, 22 miles of a flag every freaking 50 feet.
Really?
So it's a lot of work to mark there. It takes four of us, three full days to mark the route.
Kidding.
And we had it a few years back where there was a little gap and people didn't make the connection from one to the, and there was a lot of pandemonium out there.
Oh my gosh.
So I'm making sure that you can see the next marker from each marker.
Right.
It's really important.
And those are different colors because they're different.
No, they're all orange.
Okay.
They're all orange. And now, I used to do a lot of off-road racing,
mm-hmm.
and we'd follow the ribbon.
Right.
And you just stay on the trail and to the next ribbon. And sometimes there's a little bit of stress if you haven't seen the ribbon in a while, but you stay on the, you have faith. Well, most of the people here are not seasoned racers, and they're not going to just stay on
the, have no faith.
Oh, there's no ribbon. They start going in circles. And so that's a problem. So the orange trailer, did you know we have an orange trailer?
Yes, I did.
And we call it the orange trailer because it's orange, but it's a big travel trailer.
Right.
It's 22 feet.
Yeah.
It's a little too heavy for a half ton vehicle. So we need a 3/4 or a 1 ton truck. So we want to bring it out there. So what's in it? It's all of our stuff,
Everything.
Our t-shirts and maps and all of our stuff. That's our little headquarters. So we have it out at in Lakeside. and we need to get it out there. So we got to find someone to get it out there. And yes, you save your gas receipt, you can get reimbursed, and then we got to bring it home. So that's just something to work on. Campground host. So Rob's going to be our campground host. So what does that mean? Well, where's the stage going to go? Where's the orange trailer going to go? Where are the food vendors going to go? So
basically
all that,
the
where are the restrooms? So they got to figure out where everything goes. And we put rebar around the perimeter and have this rope with flags on it to mark that. Mm. So it's just another detail.
Just another
it's important.
Detail. Yeah.
And speaking of restrooms, we need restrooms. We need lights. You know, those big light towers with the generator. We got to get those. Alpha Site Logistics has been a big help to us over the years. Those guys need a shout out. They give us a dumpster, and they give us restrooms, and that's super cool.
Yeah, they used to sponsor on the show, actually.
They did sponsor on the show. And
at the very beginning.
We haven't talked about them, but they give us a dumpster and restrooms
every
year.
And wash stations and restrooms. Yeah, we need to go back out and chat with those guys.
That's right. And the lights, they have a generator built in. So it's not only a light tower, but we also plug in the amplifier
for the stage
for the raffle. That's an important part. Shirts, like everyone loves to get a shirt. We sell many hundreds of shirts, so we have to figure out the artwork. And Laura has worked it out. It's gonna be like this nice deep blue, not dark blue, but like a not a light blue, sort of a medium blue with. And we have a theme, Go for Broke. Last year it was All in the Family. This year is Go for Broke, which I like, but it makes me nervous if people think they have to go for broke. Anyway, so we have these nice-looking shirts.
Like they don't already.
Some do, some don't. Some people just drive along happily. Right. Other people are skidding
down
into the turns and spinning the tires on the way out.
Right.
So people donate stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And if they donate prizes for the raffle, we can get their name on the shirt. So, you've seen those shirts where there's a bunch of different
names.
You
need to go after that pneumatic guy that I hooked you up with.
Pneumatic?
Yeah, that's the one where you can raise and lower your vehicle with that air compressor system. You have it on your website as an advertiser.
All right, I got to talk to you.
Remember
him.
I donated it? I found it at the Chevy dealer where it's just you roll it underneath your vehicle and it's an big airbag, basically.
Oh, lifts it up and get
and
to
I got
work.
Another guy, and I'll have to bring it to you, like on Audrey's Jeep. Do you know how hard it is to get that spare tire off the back?
That thing weighs a lot.
Well, this guy came up with a design jack. You roll it to the back. You go underneath the tire, take the nut off, roll it out, and just set it on the ground.
Wow.
And it's a mom and pops out of his garage, and I'll give you the contact info. I'll send it to you Monday.
Okay.
And we can reach out to them, and I know they'll send you one or might even come to the event.
Like when I was a young man, like 31, 33-inch tires were, that was a big deal on your 4x4. And now people are running like 38s and 40, like those things, you can't take like two strong men to lift that thing up and down.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So that is really a valuable
thing. So we need to work on this more as far as finding good sponsors.
And raffle prizes.
Yes. SDORC.org. Join, $25 a year. You can't go wrong. And if you can help us out in all of our events, SDORC.org. Send us a message, and we would love to have your help. Right now, we're going to take a break. Appreciate Ed coming in. We had a blast. We are getting ready to come on with Scooney Side-by-Side. If you want to know what's going on in the side-by-side industry, Scooney's is the answer on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
For San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl, the program that is working to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. To learn more about SDORC and how you can get involved, visit SDORC.org. That's SDORC.org. Join us next week at this same time for more of the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles while protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. This has been San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio on The Answer San Diego.